Ah, yes. Welcome back, folks, to another edition of Burnt Out Coffee Cold Brew. I'm your co-host, Oscar Fernandez, and to my left or right is my other co-host, Enrique Rosado, at Ryder Rosado.
Yes.
And we're here to talk to you about breaking news. Probably not by the time you hear this from us.
Honestly, again, like, I think we said it last.
Yeah, we're like the latest people on the internet.
I think we said it last week. If you come to us for breaking news, you need to redefine what you consider breaking news.
Yeah, like I was like,
Oscar, did you know there's a pandemic going on right now?
Yeah, like I was looking at other YouTubers and they're like, oh, this news dropped. I stayed up all night until 6 in the morning and then the rest of the time was uploading it, so it'd be up by 12 the next day. And I'm like, thinking about us, I'm like, I'll see you Thursday, Enrique.
I think that shows in our analytics. Because when everyone's on the new hot thing of like the new news, we're over here like, hey, is this.
But that's good because they all went all in. So when we came at the end, we're sitting on the top. And they're like, oh, who's this burnt out coffee?
I think it's more of this
hot take.
We give more educated hot takes because all the information is out. So we can really give you the strong nitty gritty. That's what I would say if we weren't stupid. Go, Oscar.
Cyberpunk. Yeah. So on, what was it? Saturday night? It was the 10th. Yeah. So like Saturday or Sunday night, we were sitting at home and I just put my son down to bed and I came back to the game room and my beautiful wife was like, I want to buy a video game. And I'm like, well, what are you thinking? And she's like, well, this Cyberpunk 20 whatever looks good. And I'm like, yeah, that does look really good. And I'm like, I gotta delete some games to open up some data on the hard drive there. So I was like, I'll just hold off on it, okay? You know, I'll look at a review or something like that on it, and then I'll figure out what I want to delete because I'm playing a few games right now, and then we'll download it later in the week. She's like, okay. So we just, you know, did something else. And then Monday rolled around. And Enrique will inform you.
Ah, yes, Cyberpunk 2077. Your review of it depends on where you sit. Do you... Basically, I'm going to drop the whole theatrics and give you hardcore breaking news from 2 weeks ago. By the time this
Keanu cannot fix everything.
He cannot. So basically, I'm going to give you the simplest version. Are you playing Cyberpunk 2077 on a high-end PC? Well, guess what? There's a few bugs in there. They're not game-breaking, but some crashes may have happened, or you see some people T-posing down a ladder, but it's a beautiful game. You're having so much fun. It is a creative wonderland. It is so well done. It is so fucking good. Are you playing it on the new-gen consoles, you lucky, lucky bastards who somehow passed the scalpers and were able to grab a piece? There are some crashes, yes. Some bugs, yes. But you're having a good time. You're having such a good time. You're thinking this is great.
If I had crashes, I would not be having a good time. I'm like, what the fuck is...
It's a big game. I will say this. I will give it in this defense. It is a very massive, ambitious game. And that is what's going to happen when people try to push the limits of our modern technology to create a game bigger in itself. Skyrim had the same thing when it came out. Skyrim had so many bugs. But the thing is, not everyone encountered them because the game is so huge. And so many possibilities can happen. And so many patches kept coming out. That being said, are you playing Cyberpunk on PS4, Xbox One?
God. Which I almost did.
Yeah, let me say it. You're playing a different game. I've never seen such a fast different. It is the equivalent, the way I describe it to people. It's like, imagine you playing a PS4 game. And then you had to play it on a PS2. That's what it feels like when you look at it. It looks so bad. So bad. Frame rates in the single digits. 720. And I know I'm not like, hey, definition matters, but 720 on a PS4 is fucking horrible. It's horrible. It's horrible. And it's just, I get it. When they announced it, they were building it for the PS4. And the reason they've said it before is because they were like 8 years of development, technology advanced, we push forward. Well, the base models of the PS4 and Xbox One haven't. You can't upgrade those things. You can't. And those are 7-year-old tech. I get it. But if you're releasing it on that platform, I would have personally preferred if they didn't just release it on PS4. If they just went, it's a PS5 next-gen console exclusive. I get why they did it, because that's like taking so much money off the table. But
yeah, I don't know. And they pushed it back. We all thought it was going to come out on PS4.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then maybe we'd get like a shiny new, like, just look at it on PS5. You know, yeah. Just look a little bit better. Yeah. That's what we're all hoping for, but
that's not what happened. And like, I get why they pushed it back, because let me put it this way. How many times did they push it back and we still have this many bugs? Imagine how many there were before then.
You mean the game was like almost incomplete?
Almost. Almost. And that's what it feels, but like, so for clarification, I wasn't one of the people who every time it got delayed went, no! I was like, yeah, it's on my radar, but it's not like, I'm not like breathing heavy for Cyberpunk. Like, I love Cyberpunk as a genre, but I wasn't breathing heavy for this game. Like, I'm ready. Come to me, punk. I was like, I'm willing to wait. So, but at the same time, all the people who were like, release it now, release it now, release it now, release it now, really can't complain, because it's like a baker's like, the baker's like, the cake's not done, and you're like, give me the cake! And they give you
love cake batter!
He's like, hey, sir, there's a whole egg in here. Not even cooked. Bitch, you didn't even let me finish. But I have a question for you, Oscar. Deep one. Do you think, knowing everything I said, do you think they even should have released it on PS4?
No, not at all.
And that's the end of our debate, people.
No, I'm just dead serious. Like, it's like, like, we are, like, in a weird phase, and it happens every single time there's a new system, where it's like PS4, PS5, PS2, PS3, where they have those games that are fluid in between, and then they're like, all right, so these are our exclusive next-gen games. It was like, God, remember, like, when, you know, God of War and all that, it's just like, you know, whatever. And I'm trying to think of ones that were, like, that's a bad example, like, on the cusp of when the system was initially coming out. But like Lord of the Rings, Shadow Mordor was like
the this PS4 tech. The PS4 had one, yeah. Watch Dogs, like, was it?
Huh?
Was Watch Dogs one? I'm trying to find an example in my head for you.
I don't know if it was on PS3. I don't know.
Well, Legend of Zelda, Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Yeah.
Got released on Wii U and Switch. So obviously not the biggest consoles, but you get it.
Yeah, you know, Nintendo is been 8 steps behind for a few years now, so that I don't know if that counts, but because like the Wii U Switch, I don't even know what the difference is anymore, but
you know damn well what the difference is. Go pull out your Switch. Exactly. You're gonna hand me a Switch. If you come out with your Wii, I'm gonna be like, give me your Switch. You don't deserve it.
I still have my Wii. I never bought a Wii U.
I have a Wii U
because like the Wii U is coming out. I was like, aren't they coming out the Switch?
I bought a Wii U going like, I'm going to love it and still play the Switch. And then, like, because there was no announce date. Literally, there was no announce date for the Switch. It was called the NX. It was called the NX when I bought the Wii U. And not a fucking joke. The next fucking day, they're like, Nintendo Switch is coming out in 3 months. And I went, no.
Okay.
No, I just bought a Wii U.
Can I trade it back in and get $10 GameStop?
Hey, Best Buy, can I return? We already burned ours. We burned all our Wii U's once the Switch was heard. Goodbye. I still like the Wii U. But yeah, had good games.
So, like, there's this weird transitional period where it's like, okay, it works on both, to where, like, okay, it works perfectly on the old system. On the new system, it just looks better. That's what I'm, used to. Like, for... My son's asleep. So, we got him Miles Morales for PS4.
For our audio listeners, this man almost snapped the fuck out of his neck because he went, my son's asleep. I thought he was going to murder you. You looked more afraid than excited. You were like, my son's asleep, and I'm just going to hear in the corner, Daddy, what does he speak of? Father. Wait, he is, I need to respect
all I see,
his.
All I see is a single tear.
I need
no Santa.
I was gonna say, I need to respect this Puerto Rican half and go, Padre, ¿qué estás haciendo? Papa.
You know I can't get that boy to speak Spanish.
Really?
Like, he'll say certain things. He understands perfectly. He knows exactly what I'm saying, what my mom's saying. But, like, for him to respond, it's like pulling teeth.
Do it. Pull those teeth. Go like, speak to me in your mother.
I know. I don't want him to grow up like you and your brother.
I speak Spanish beautifully. You can, as I say eloquently with my English degree, allow me. You can eat my nuts. There we go. But you got your son that game.
Yeah, so I got it for him, and that was one of my concerns. I was like, I know it was a big announcement. Hey, this is going to be PS5 exclusive. Hey, mm-hmm. we're going to make a PlayStation with the colors and all this stuff, blah, 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 blah. But then at the tail end, they're like, oh, also available on PS4. And I'm like,
is it going to suck?
That was my concern. It was like, did we make this, and as a taking advantage of the time frame, let's throw it on the PS5. Let's kind of entice people to get the PS5. And so I was like, I was hoping more for that, and that
for Cyberpunk was
for both for Spider-Man and for Cyberpunk. I was just like, okay, so we made it for the PS4, but because PS5 is coming out, you know what? Let's beef it up a little bit and throw it on the next gen as well. That's what I was hoping for, but this was obviously the reverse effect.
Yeah, for Cyberpunk. And
so, because Cyberpunk.
Yeah, because Miles Morales, if I'm correct, it actually has like good reviews for the PS4. The only thing is like the load times, the difference in load times is very noticeable. But it's like, it's PS4 than a PS5. But fucking course, it's gonna be noticeable.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna know the difference because I'm on PS5, so it's gonna be PS4 load screen like. All right, game.
Yeah.
But PS5 would be like done.
No, there is no load screen. They apparently to flop out of a building to the real world. There's none. It's like virtually none. And they have smart tricks to hide it. They have smart tricks to hide the load times. It's smart.
I need a PS5. But yeah, so that's always a scary thing when launch titles are like that, because you don't really know how it's going to go. But if I was the guys in charge, I would have just PS5 exclusive, yep. PC exclusive, whatever. Don't even put a PS4. No, like, because they knew full well.
Yep.
Yeah. They knew full well. There's no way you can release that not knowing. Well, we didn't know. Because they have their tails between their legs. They're offering refunds. They're doing all this stuff. And I'm just like, y'all knew. Y'all are hoping for the best. Like, oh, maybe it won't be that bad. People will take it because they've been really wanting it. They've been begging us. And, like, we'll just throw out a slew of patches.
Mm-hmm.
Throw Band-Aids on there. Until it's fixed in the next year.
Nope.
But.
Well, I don't really have any final thoughts on that. Like, you kind of hit it all for me.
My ranting went on and on and on.
And on 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 and on.
But yeah. So, I mean, like, yeah, it just sucks. I mean, they should have known better. And now they're paying for it. We're not paying for it. They are.
I love that shit. And it sucks. It just sucks.
Yeah, it just sucks. It just sucks.
Oh,
because there's a little bit of credibility.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah. Yeah. I if you want to know more about what's going on, you should do Inside Gaming Daily. Actually covered a lot of what's going on there. So I say recommend them a bit. But also, just the TLDR is stockholders aren't exactly happy. Stock prices are plummeting it a bit, and they're afraid of their reputation taking a hit on this of releasing not an inferior product, but releasing two vastly different products where you can see. Where one's doing really great, looks amazing, but still has technical bugs and grain-breaking stuff, and the bottom end is just horrible. And Oscar, I'm assuming you have one last thing you want to say, because that face.
Oh my God, you know what this is, you know what this reminds me of?
What?
This reminds me of the Wii. Any cross-platform game was a completely different game on the Wii. Batman Arkham, Force
Yeah, like, they had to be. That had to be.
Like, you played like on 360 or PS3, and you're like, oh man, this is freaking sick. You played on the Wii, like,
you always got the shit version. You always got the shit version.
This is a different game. It doesn't have the same levels. This isn't even the same structure. What is this?
I never understood that. I never understood. I respected. I'm trying to remember the game that straight up called them something different. They would be like the new. Obviously, I'm not going to say Call of Duty did this. I think it was a different one, but a new one would be like Call of Duty Black Ops, and then on the Wii it would be like Call of Duty Gun Arena. Like, call it something different, going, this is not going to be the same as Black Ops. But I forgot what company did it.
A whole team make the same game,
shittier,
but for the Wii, so the Wii could handle it.
They should have just tried to make new games exclusive for the Wii that used itself and made it better. I don't know. Well, Oscar, that was this episode of Burnt Out Coffee Cyberpunk Edition. What do you think? Do you think Cyberpunk? Is everyone making a big deal out of this? Is everyone making a mountain over a molehill? Or no, this is shit. This is should be talked about. And if you like the episode, guess what? They can just click a little like right there. Just click the like about podcast. Helps us with the algorithm. Hey, why don't you follow the podcast? Hit that button somewhere over here. If you're on YouTube and Facebook, just hit it right there. But if you're on our podcast platform, just follow it along. And thank you for listening, Bean Team. We really appreciate it. I am Enrique Rosado at Ryder Rosado. And that was Oscar Farts. Oscar Fernandez at Oscar Farts. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, me, TikTok. I don't know. Oscar, do you have one?
I got a TikTok or Twitter.
You sounded old as shit real quick because you just went, you said it like, you didn't say, I don't have a TikTok or Twitter. That's not what makes you sound old. You went, I don't have a TikTok, Twitter. Like a tick Twitter? You don't have a tick Twitter? I don't got a tick Twitter. I don't tweet or talk. I don't tweet or tick. I don't talk to you.
Listen, I'm smart. I didn't buy a Wii U.
I'm all about that cutting edge, just like our breaking news. I'm keeping up with the times. And that's the episode!